and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Hey, it's Friday morning.
That's why I'm good.
I had this vision as I was driving to work that was a little bit concerning, and I believe sometimes I have irrational fears. We talked about this one time when I was talking about how sometimes I have this vision when I'm leaving my neighborhood that things are going to happen in my neighborhood and I'm going to be right there.
Right.
Or, like, I'll get out at work and, you know, things are going to be happening or whatever. So this morning, I really kind of settled in onto the fact that there's people out running and they jog and they bike and all that stuff. But the most part, this time of day, it's running. And most of them have a little bit of a light, but a lot of dark clothing. I don't really understand that. I have this vision that at some point I'm going to look down and look back up and smack someone.
That is scary.
Isn't that wild? Mm-hmm. And like I have like the vision of like a movie where I'm going to look up and all of a sudden, bam, they're right there in the windshield.
There's a movie called I Know What You Did Last Summer, and that's what happens.
I'm afraid of
that. They hit that fisherman looking guy.
Oh, I forgot. Mm-hmm. I think I saw that movie. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of my irrational fear moment of the day. Also, I came in. I don't know if you can smell me today. But
well,
I had you smell
you
me yesterday.
Smell amazing. I mean, as soon as you walked in the door, it hit me. It was the scent is very pungent.
No, pungent's bad. Oh. Pungent means it stinks.
Oh.
It doesn't stink, does it?
No, it's just very, it's here.
It's odorous. In the room. It's odorous. Mm-hmm. So in case you missed it on yesterday's show or yesterday's podcast, I announced to the world that I am wearing Dracar.
Maybe they'll give you some type of deal.
Saying that sounds dumb, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I'm wearing a cologne, the same cologne I wore in the early 90s.
The same cologne I gave to my ninth grade boyfriend.
Right. And, basically I posted this deal and I figured, like a lot of times, people will just start blistering me.
Yeah.
Because that happens on my social media.
It's really fun.
I don't know why people follow me and then want to blister me, but it happens. People like to make fun of me and I'm okay with that. But the deal was I posted Dracar. And then there were a lot of people who enjoy
that it. Liked it.
And they're
like,
rock it, dude. I remember it and all that. Mm-hmm. And some people said they've been wearing it for 35 years.
Wow.
So if you are, I don't know, trying to debate maybe going back to Dracar or Cool Water or Stetson.
Wow.
Or Chaps. I think it's a good idea because people do enjoy that stuff. That's my advice for you today. All right.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You know, sometimes I think when Kelly took this job.
Oh, gosh.
I think she thought this job was going to be so easy because.
I did think that.
I straight up remember having conversations with her. Like at the Northeast Arkansas Fair, we're sitting there and she tells me in the Joey Perry Martial Arts booth that she and her husband are thinking about launching their own radio show because they have so much funny stuff to talk about.
I said podcast.
And it would be so easy.
Right.
That's basically what she told me. Oh, man, that job, that's so easy.
Yeah, you just talk.
So what she figured out when she got here was it's not always easy.
It's not as easy.
It's not as easy as you think it is, right?
No, you have to practice.
Right. So I get a message from Kelly last night that says she's in a high school gym practicing her speaking.
I was sitting by myself.
So, practicing.
Yeah, and my mouth was moving, and I was kind of talking out loud. Mm. But so if someone was watching me, that's what was happening. I was practicing for radio.
Right. So can you give us an idea of how you practice? Like, you're sitting there. Are there people around you when you're practicing?
I don't think there were around me where they could hear me.
But like, they could see you.
Yeah, I mean,
across the building and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So, like, let's say, okay, so Cardinals Caravan is coming to Jonesboro.
Yeah, when is that?
That's Saturday.
Right, it's tomorrow.
So you send out, being the fearless leader you are, mm-hmm. you send out talking points.
Sure, like bullet points.
Yeah. And so what I do is I'll pull up those bullet points and I will try to be like you.
Oh, good.
Like, really good. Instead of me messing up. And so I just sat there and I pulled it up last night and I was like, you know, I need to tell Brandon that I'm practicing because I need him to be proud of me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because
so proud.
That's my life goal.
So proud that when you go out in public, you are practicing being on the radio in front of people.
But it was like there was a long time till the game started. So I was like, I need to, it's work.
Well, a lot of
it's
times.
It's a different kind of work. Right. But it's work.
When I go out in public, a lot of times I read books out loud. If I go to, I don't know, the bookstore, yeah. I mean, typically I sit down and I just start acting like I'm a fifth grade librarian.
Surely, just like everybody goes to certain places and they're checking emails or they're sending texts back, text back to whatever, whoever. I was practicing.
Do you read your emails out loud in public?
No, I'm not practicing my emails.
Do you understand that everybody there had no idea what you were reading? They did not know you were practicing.
They thought I was just talking to myself over there.
Why is she reading her texts out loud?
Poor girl, what is she doing?
I want you to practice in front of all of us. It's not really practice if you're actually on the air. So.
But there's a lot more pressure you doing that to me now.
No, there's not. There's no pressure. It's early.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm just saying it's early.
So stuff like the St. Louis Cardinals are headed to town for the 2019 Cardinals Caravan. That's why I was practicing.
Do you do this in public? Do you mess up in public by yourself?
Of course I do. And then I have I throw little fits and get mad. And then I start over.
I'm telling you, if there was ever a reality show to be made based on this place.
It would be awesome.
I really think it's based on your life. Because it's such.
Thank you.
It's such a beautiful mess.
Actually, it is.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip
on Ariana Grande. So not only does she have a new song out, but she has a video to go with it. Seven Rings is the second single from her upcoming album, Thank You Next. And if you like the sound of music, you're really going to like this song. Here's what it sounds like.
Yeah, it starts off where it sounds like it's going to be the sound of music.
Breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles. Girls with tattoos who like getting in trouble. Lashes and diamonds.
So you kind of hear that vibe right there, right?
Yeah, and what the cool thing is, this song is inspired by them going on her and her friends going on a shopping spree after she broke up with Pete Davidson. She bought all of her friends 6 engagement rings. Mm. So the whole video is about female empowerment and having lots of money and things, and it's kind of really fun. And let's just say it's more of an adult Ariana.
Yeah, I noticed she was crawling a lot.
She was crawling.
I don't know why she was crawling so much.
Maybe she had a broken foot. I don't know what it is, but she's crawling a lot.
Let's hear what the hook sounds like. Stop watching. My neck is fuzzy. Make big deposits. My gloss is popping. You like my hair? Gee, thanks. Just bought it. I see it. I like it.
This is going to be my new karaoke go-to.
Oh, that's going to be fantastic. I hope you crawl as you're singing that, because that is what it's all about. So, that's new stuff right there from Ariana Grande. It's called 7 Rings, and you'll see a ton of that over the course of the next 7 days, I'm sure. Hey, gotcha gossip on Selena Gomez. Of course, she has gone through treatment facilities and mental health awareness treatment over the course of the last few months. And they say that one of the people who's been there to help her through that is Taylor Swift.
Aww.
They say Taylor was right there when Selena was in the treatment facility and then when she got out. So she's kind of been one of the people that Selena Gomez could lean on. Now, if you're wondering why Selena is not posting as much on social media, she understands that social media sometimes has a negative effect on her mental health. And she's going to use that sparingly in the coming months.
Gotcha gossip on Marie Kondo. Marie Kondo has the new Netflix show, Tidying Up with Marie Kondo, and people are getting majorly obsessed and inspired to clean and organize their own lives. She's made tons of money through her books, Netflix show, and consulting business. She's basically 35 years old. She's from Japan. Get this, her net worth right now, $8 million.
No, it's not.
Yes, so the primary source of income is her books, TV show, and she has a consulting business. So she consults people and goes to their houses and all that. You need to watch it.
I'll watch it.
It's very good.
I'm seeing tons on it.
I know.
I know that you helped to launch that show. So
I did, Brandon, I did.
Are you a producer of that show?
Basically, yes.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Have you seen that Amazon Prime has 100 million subscribers in the U.S.?
Wow.
100 million. And if you're anything like my wife was when we had Amazon Prime, she was looking for things to buy, so Amazon Prime was worth it.
Just for the free shipping.
Well, I mean, we got to use it. If we're paying for it, we got to use it. I'm telling you, man, it's the ultimate scheme.
They
figured it out. Are you a subscriber?
Yes.
You are?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Well, the police in Anderson, Missouri raided 65-year-old James House looking for meth this week.
Oh.
And they found it. But they also found something else. a dead bald eagle in the freezer. So James wouldn't say how the dead bald eagle wound up in his freezer, but it's a federal crime to kill one.
Yeah, they were on the endangered species list when we were young.
Right. So James is going to be looking at charges for having a dead bald eagle, plus meth possession, illegal gun possession, having a stolen ATV, and having a stolen horse trailer.
Oh my goodness.
I know it.
That's a lot.
Speaking of horses, did you hear about the man who was hospitalized for swallowing 6 plastic horses?
No, I haven't heard that story as of yet, Kelly.
The doctor described his condition as stable.
Can somebody go find David?
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly, do people ever tell you that you look like you're somebody famous, like a celebrity?
No.
Nobody's ever said, oh my gosh, you remind me so much of Jesse Spano.
No.
No, not that.
So...
You remind me so much of Heather Locklear.
No, that's never happened.
Is that a good one?
No. Yeah, sure.
You remind me so much of Kelly Ripa.
That's definitely not true.
You remind me so much of...
I'm going to say...
Kristen Wiig.
Okay.
Amy Schumer.
Okay.
All right. Here's the reason I bring this up.
Okay.
I think in our minds, as humans, there are people that we think we look like. Like, I know I look like The Rock.
I mean, I know I look exactly like Margot Robbie, but, I mean, you know.
So, would you find it offensive if I came up to you and said, hey, Kelly, you remind me of so-and-so?
It depends on if I think that they're attractive or
exactly,
not.
Exactly.
So if they happen to be not attractive and you say that, I'm going to get a complex like, well, that's just great.
So tell me somebody you find unattractive.
Like first and last name or?
Oh, no, just a first name.
Oh.
No, I need first and last name.
No, I'm not going to get. No.
Are you afraid somebody would hear it or somebody would tell somebody or tweet
it? Yes.
But Kelly, you have this tendency.
Oh, I know. I already know what you're going to say. I can't help it. It just comes out.
There are multiple times where Kelly will look at somebody and say, oh my gosh, you look just like so-and-so, so-and-so.
Or it's mannerisms.
Or no, it's because we had this the other day. It's from your nose up. You look just like so-and-so. Do you know who they are? Let me find you a picture of who they are.
I would like to apologize because I'm so that person.
And here's what goes through my mind. If somebody came to me...
You cringe every time I open my mouth in front of someone.
But to me, this is even worse because you are basically passing judgment on somebody's looks. Something like there's a certain amount of our looks that we just can't change.
Of course,
like, you can put makeup and hair and stuff like that. But there's some things like, you know, genetically, we can't change what our faces are shaped like and look like.
Right.
All that much.
Mm-hmm.
What if when you go to somebody and you say, oh my gosh, you look just like... What if they find them unattractive?
I would feel horrible, but I'm not going to tell someone they look like someone if I think they're unattractive.
But what if they think they are? It doesn't matter what you think. You could come to me and say, Brandon, you look just like Carrot Top.
Well, we know that's not true.
So, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I would recommend and at least ask when I'm around that you not do that because I start to cringe.
So is the recommendation for me not to tell people that they look like anyone?
Stop it.
But what if they're really pretty and they do look like that person?
Unless you're going up to somebody saying, you look like Ariana Grande, I think you need to stop.
Okay, I guess.
Don't you see?
I do, but it just comes out. It just happens. Sometimes I don't have a filter.
Kelly, you look so much like Amy Schumer today.
So I look pregnant. Thanks a lot.
I'm just saying, you know, because like it all depends. Like,
yeah,
right,
I get
on who you're thinking of.
Right.
And Amy Schumer's funny and doesn't care, so she'll make fun of herself.
Right.
I'm just saying, if somebody came to me, who's somebody bald? Because you guys did this to me one time.
Vin Diesel, Mr. Clean.
No, but it was somebody who was old, because David told me I looked like somebody who was really old. Remember that? It was from the Star Wars movie. Hey, did anybody ever tell you look like the guy who's 75?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Is that what it was?
No, but he's not bald.
But there was somebody in the recent one that David told me.
Oh, wait, I know what it was. It was Yoda.
I give up today. I totally give up.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And Kelly, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Friday, January the 18th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Kerrigan Mullins, who is 8 years old today. Donna Bowden of Jonesboro, happy birthday. Samantha Tilly of Paragould is celebrating. Jane Raspberry of Wynn. Billy Bowers has a birthday today. Anthony Sanders of Jonesboro and Jenna Thomas from Wynn all celebrating today. Celebrating tomorrow, our buddy and our pal, Alvin Brown.
Happy birthday.
Alvin Brown of Jonesboro celebrates tomorrow. Shauna Slater of Jonesboro is going to celebrate. Rhiannon Carlson of Westside has a birthday coming up tomorrow. And Jody Hartley of Wynn has a birthday as well. Coming up on Sunday, Melissa Prater of Jonesboro will celebrate. Heather Hurt of Jonesboro and Emily Kern will turn 16 on Sunday. And if you have a birthday today or this weekend, we say this. We say
Happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Jason Siegel is 39 today. He's on How I Met Your Mother. Jonathan Davis is 48 from Korn. Dave Bautista is 50. He's Drax in Guardians of the Galaxy. Have you seen that yet?
Yes.
It's really good.
And also, he was a WWE superstar. Mm-hmm.
Kevin Costner is 64 today. Oh, no. Help me on this one. Ted, I'm not going to say the last
name. Go ahead, try.
Tobias.
He was the million-dollar man in the WWF.
Did I say it right?
No.
Oh, well, what is it?
Ted DiBiase.
Oh, yeah, I never would have gotten that. Sorry, everyone who's a fan. For Saturday, Shawn Johnson is 27. She was the Olympic medalist. Jody Sweetin is 37. She's Stephanie on Full House, in Fuller House. John Wozniak is 48. He was a singer.
In the band Marcy Playground.
Yeah.
I smell candy. That was a crazy song from
the 90s. That is weird.
I wonder if I have that. Anyway.
Okay. Katie Sagalas is 65. That was, I'm so glad. Everyone, he has his head down and it's in his hand.
We just discussed this seconds ago. Katie Sagal is 65.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the first Sagal, and I thought you said it. Never mind. Okay, sorry. Moving on, everyone.
Katie Sagal.
Paula Deen is 72. She likes butter a lot.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton is 73.
That's coming up tomorrow.
Tumbled out of bed and I stumbled to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
Hello, Dolly.
Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Working 9 to 5.
What a way to make a living.
Is it possible to hear that song and not bounce a little bit?
I don't know. It's fun.
I mean, I'm straight up. Okay, anyway, happy birthday to Dolly Parton, who celebrates tomorrow.
And on Sunday, let's see, Melissa Rivers is 51. Rainn Wilson is 53. That's Dwight Schrute on The Office. Edwin Buzz Aldrin is 89.
Yeah.
Country singer Brandy Gilbert is 34.
Brantley.
What'd I say?
Brandy.
I did not.
You don't know like I do. You never understand.
I give up.
And you don't know we've been through.
Kelly is no longer here. She's leaving.
That girl's my best friend.
Happy birthday to Brantley Gilbert, who celebrates coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, me went out 21 guns blazing. Last one.
Happy birthday to Brantley Gilbert coming up on Sunday.
And let me see if I can get this one correct. John Michael Montgomery is going to be 54 on Sunday.
I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky.
So many good John Michael Montgomery songs.
But I love the way you love me.
He did this one.
I can love you like that. I would make you my world.
heaven and earth if you were my
John girl. Michael Montgomery celebrates his birthday on Sunday.
And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine, all mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, I'm going twice. I'm sold to the lady in the second row. She's an eight, she's a nine, she's a ten, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart
there we
goodbye.
John Michael Montgomery celebrates on Sunday. Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Kerrigan Mullins, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Every once in a while, behind the scenes, we argue. And I know we try not to show that a whole lot, but it happens. And one of the arguments just happened, and Kelly has essentially called me a liar, a bold-faced liar, and said that what I said, she said on the radio did not happen.
It didn't.
She did birthdays, and she described it as the longest birthday break of her life.
It was. It really was, because I think I messed up on every single word except for one.
Right. She in the birthdays, called Brantley Gilbert, and she, like, I had the music set up and everything. So let's go back and relive how this is supposed to go. She's going to say something along the lines of, happy birthday coming up, I think it's tomorrow or Sunday, it's Sunday, to Brantley Gilbert, who's celebrating his birthday.
And
right?
I know Brantley very well.
So when she says that, I am supposed to hit a Brantley Gilbert song, because that's just kind of what we do. So I would be like, oh, happy birthday, Brantley.
You don't know like I-
that's what it's supposed to sound like. So what it did sound like, and she denies this, she called him country superstar Brandy Gilbert.
I did not.
You said Brandy Gilbert. Anyone who heard the birthdays heard you say that. But just in case, I like to remind you that we do a full podcast of our show. And that means everything we say is recorded and it is put together.
Fine,
in the podcast.
Play it back. Play it back.
Let's go back and relive what happened in birthdays a few minutes ago. Once again, I think this is just more proof that I've never been wrong on the radio ever.
That's not
always
true.
Right. All right, here's what it was a few minutes ago.
Edwin Buzz Aldrin is 89.
Yeah.
Country singer Brandy Gilbert is 34.
I did not say
I
that.
I heard it. It was Brantley. I said Brantley.
Right. Mm. One more time, just for those of you who might not make that. Let me turn it up a little bit.
Country singer Brandy Gilbert is 34.
And she slowed down. Like she wanted to be more deliberate.
My glasses weren't working at the time.
You don't wear glasses. There you go.
Okay, fine. I messed up. I'm sorry, Brantley Gilbert.
One more time that I have been right on the radio. Score one for me! Here's Jay Cohen.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Or as Kelly would say, that is Jackie Owen.
I've never said Jackie Owen.
Scotty McCready is right here next. On 10K5.
Do I sound like that too?
I wish David was in here today.
I'm so glad David's not in here, because I probably would have gotten upset because he would have roasted me.
There was that one day where you're like... Facebook.com/KFine108.
That was like 3 years ago.
All right, let's do some country music news. You ready for it?
Yes.
Here we go.
Country music news. KFine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So in country music, the topic right now is Maren Morris, because number one, Maren has released a new song, which we're going to give you a sneak peek at here in just a few moments. At the same point, though, she also announced a tour. It's going to be the Girl World Tour, and it's going to feature Maren Morris, Cassidy Pope, and Ray Lynn all out on tour, a girl power tour. It's going to be in Chicago, in Nashville, Kansas City, Oklahoma City. She's going to play Dallas, Nashville, St. Louis, all kinds of different places there on the tour. Again, it's the Girl Tour, and that is also the track that she released yesterday. The name of that track is called Girl, and a lot of people are saying this is all about female empowerment. It's Maren Morris. Check this out.
What you feel is natural, but I don't want to feel this anymore. Pick yourself up off the kitchen floor. What you waiting for, girl? Won't you stop your pride? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
New stuff right there from Maren Morris. It's called Girl.
Hard to believe the Grammys are coming up again February 10th, but they are. And there's two performers that it's going to include, Dan and Shay. And they're nominated for Best Country Duo Group Performance for their hit Tequila. And then Kacey Musgraves is also going to be performing, and she's nominated, Brandon, for 4 Grammys. So Album of the Year, Best Country Solo Performance, Best Country Song, Best Country Album. I mean, tons of stuff. Yeah. So she's having a great year. But other acts set to perform, current nominees, Camila Cabello, Cardi B, Post Malone, and Shawn Mendes. And they're going to announce other people in the coming weeks. But it's going to be February 10th.
All right, the Grammy Awards coming up, and that is your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
That sound right there means it is time. We're looking for caller number 7. We're giving away tickets to go see the Harlem Globetrotters on Sunday at First National Bank Arena. We have a family 4-pack, and you're going to play What's in Store behind that door. Caller number 7 gets to play. 870-935-KFINE, 870-935-5346. Start dialing, and good luck.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's time to play our game. Are you ready, Kelly?
Yes.
A 1, a 2, a 1, 2, 3.
What's in store behind that door? What's in store behind that door? Pull it back, there's so much more. What's in store behind that door?
We have a family 4-pack of tickets to give away to go see the Harlem Globetrotters Sunday at First National Bank Arena. Let's go to the phones. Caller number 7 gets to play the game and see if they can win. Hey, good morning, Kay Fine. Who's this?
Janet Waddell.
Janet Waddell, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, we're good. We have a family 4-pack of tickets to the Globetrotters to give away. But you have to play What's in Store behind that door. We have 4 different games behind 4 different doors. You pick a door and we'll tell you what game you're playing, okay?
Okay.
So 1, 2, 3, or 4?
1.
Let's do door number 1, Kelly.
All right.
It's a loud door, Kelly. Hey, Janet, we're going to play a game of Are You Smarter Than Kelly Perry, okay?
Oh, gosh.
All right, so Kelly, it's your time to leave the room. Okay. Kelly's going to walk out of the room. She has no idea what the questions are. I will read you 5 questions, and we'll see how many you get correct, and then Kelly will have to answer the same ones. The person who gets the most right is going to be the winner, okay?
Okay.
All right, Janet, here comes question number 1. Selena Gomez got her start in television playing Alex Russo on this Disney Channel show. What was the name of the show?
Wizards of Waverly Place.
All right, there you go. This country star has put out massive hits such as I Hold On, What Was I Thinking, and Come a Little Closer. What is his name?
Libra.
Which artist has the best-selling pop album of all time?
Michael Jackson?
Boom! There you go. Who is the starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints?
Drew Brees.
Boom! All right, so here we go. And finally, who is the governor of the state of Arkansas?
Asa Hutchinson.
Boom! All right, there we go. Kelly, come on back in. Kelly's coming back into the room. She has no idea what the questions are. I'm not going to tell you how many she got correct.
Janet, are the questions hard?
A little bit.
Oh, no.
All right, Kelly, here we go. Selena Gomez got her start in television playing Alex Russo on this Disney Channel show. What was the name of the show?
I Have Kids, Wizards of Waverly Place.
All right. This country star has massive hits such as I Hold On, What Was I Thinking, and Come a Little Closer.
You look, oh, my gosh.
Which artist has the best-selling pop album of all time?
Michael Jackson?
Who is the starting quarterback of the New Orleans Saints?
Drew Brees.
Who is the governor of the state of Arkansas?
Hutchinson.
It's time for the bonus round. You guys both tied with 4 correct answers. Each, the bonus question, when you know the answer, I need you to shout out your name twice, and then I will call on you to win. Who was the first human to step on the moon?
Janet.
Yes, Janet. What do you think it is?
Neil Armstrong.
Hey, congratulations!
Good job, Janet.
Janet Waddell has just now won tickets to go see the Harlem Globetrotters on Sunday.
Awesome, that works.
All right, and the answer is just to make sure everybody knows, Selena Gomez got her start playing Alex Russo on The Wizards of Waverly Place. The country star with hits I Hold On, What Was I Thinking, and Come a Little Closer, Dierks Bentley. You love Dierks Bentley.
I know. I was worried. I was nervous.
Michael Jackson had the best-selling pop album of all time. Drew Brees, the quarterback of the Saints. Asa Hutchinson is the governor of Arkansas. And yes, Neil Armstrong was the first man to set foot on the moon. There you go. Congratulations. Janet Waddell of Walnut Ridge, the winner of tickets to go see the Globetrotters on Sunday at First National Bank Arena.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Just got a tweet about Kelly calling Brantley Gilbert Brandy.
I thought it was his twin sister's birthday.
Happy birthday to country superstar Brandy Gilbert. That's exactly the words that came out of her mouth earlier. And if you don't believe me, it's in the podcast. You'll be able to hear that later on today. But Dylan sent us a message, tweeted at us and said, happy birthday, quote, Brandy Gilbert. Day has been made.
You know what, Dylan? You're welcome.
And then he says, I love listening to Brandon Baxter in the morning. So we appreciate
Thanks
that.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for the support. And again, man, Kelly's always here for us.
I am.
To entertain us and make us laugh with mistakes.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We were talking about some tweets. You know, people tweet us during the show. They interact with us on Instagram and Facebook and all that stuff. I was reading this thing early this morning that was talking about how one-third of Americans post, like, or share on social media 10 times a day or more.
Wow.
That's 10 times a day or more every single day. And they say 86% of American adults, use social media at least once a day.
Wow.
And I can remember straight up when stuff was launching, right? I remember being showed Twitter in like 2007. Mm-hmm. I thought, that's like, who's going to do that?
I know.
It seemed like such a not cool thing. And then everybody was on there. And then it was Instagram.
And they've done some things to improve themselves, too, you know, where it's quick to go find news or see what's trending or whatever. So I think that they've done some good things, too.
10 times a day, though.
Mm.
Are you liking, sharing, commenting, or posting 10 times a day?
Now I'm going to think about it, and maybe I'll start counting.
Because straight up, I guarantee I am.
Yeah.
And also, it's wild because now, I don't know if Facebook is quite like this because I don't use that quite as often. Because I'm on Twitter a lot, on Instagram quite a bit as well. But do you ever find it interesting when you see what other people are liking?
My favorite thing is to see what you like. And especially if it's like another girl that your wife gets upset about, I like to screenshot it and send it to you and be like, man, what are you doing?
You stop doing that because this is not where I was going with that. And now you've taken this thing and derailed it.
Oh, but yes, I'm
talking
like
about
seeing
other people.
Oh, yeah. I think it's kind of cool to see what other people are liking.
And sometimes are you surprised by what people like?
Yes.
Like, oh, wow.
Yes. I'm like, oh.
Can't believe you like that.
Right. For all the world to see.
Does your wife know you like that?
Right. Exactly.
Because I see that too. Did you know on Twitter, like if I go to a profile, I think I can do it. Let me try yours. Does that make you nervous if I do that?
Yes.
I want to go and I want to read you all the stuff that you've been liking lately. There's a way I can do that.
What is it? I don't even know.
If I go to your profile, there's a tab.
Okay.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, whatever, Brandon.
I can't respond.
What is it? I'm not shamed. What is it?
Bunch of dudes and stuff.
That is not true. That is not true.
No, but I'm telling you, man, it can be fun and you can learn more about your friends just paying attention to what they like.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh no, don't like that one. And sometimes you just have to mentally like it. Well, I like that.
Most of yours that you like are normally WWE divas.
That's not true.
That is completely true.
That is not true. They're friends of mine. Some of them. And then there's Jana Kramer and people like that. All right, let's go ahead and move on past that. We interact with social media a whole lot. Kelly, let's get off of talking about me and my ways on social media and mention that coming up, you had a very interesting day.
I had a wonderful day yesterday.
Because Kelly she goes to a doctor once a year, right?
Females go to a doctor once a year. And we look forward to it.
There you go, coming up.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, we're on social media. We were talking about that a second ago. If you want to follow us, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. Mine is Brandon on KFIN.
And I'm Kelly on KFIN.
Also at Facebook.com/Brandon Baxter on the radio. We'd love to connect with you all and chat and stuff.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's that time of day where we can talk about things that maybe we can't talk about quite as early in the morning.
Because the kids are in school.
Most of them, right?
Yeah.
So Kelly told me yesterday, and I don't know why she told me, because it's weird when you think about it.
I have to go to the doctor today.
And it's the annual physical that females have to go to. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's awkward. I don't know why she books hers monthly, but she says she wants to make sure
You're such a liar.
She said her health is of the utmost importance.
Not true.
Her doctor's actually asked her to not come quite as often.
He's actually asked his nurses to warn him when I get there. Anyway.
So let me tell you what was awkward about it. I knew you were going, but it wasn't like something I'm going to go home and talk about, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't know why I knew when I really think about it. But so then my wife says to me as I'm making lunch, did Kelly tell you that she's going to the gynecologist? And I'm like, how do I answer this?
Well, she and I had been talking about it too.
Because if I say yes, it's kind of like, why did we talk about that?
Right.
And then why did she bring it up? Why was it the discussion of my day that you had to go to the OBGYN?
Well, because I kind of dreaded it, just because it's not horrible, but it's just not something that women just really look forward to. And so I think I was just in passing. Well, I was actually sitting over here, but I said something like, guess what I have to do today? I get to go. So it was, that's kind of how it was.
Right. And so you went there, and I guess it was just a normal experience.
It was normal.
Is it the same like when a guy knows he's going to hit like 45 years old and has to go in for the prostate exam? It's kind of similar, right?
Yeah, I guess. I just still think it's easier for y'all.
You think?
I really do.
I don't think.
I do.
I don't think.
But anyway, here's the thing I wanted to tell you about the whole experience.
Oh, thanks for sharing.
So I haven't shared yet.
Oh, I know, but you're about to.
When you lay down on the table, you look up and there's fluorescent lighting. You know, it's a doctor's office, right?
And does it give you the feeling of like being in a dressing room where it's like fluorescent lights never make anyone
look good? You'd be like, I can't have an exam here because the lighting is off.
Like legit, you could put Jennifer Aniston under fluorescent lights.
It's the worst lighting ever. Yeah. But over the fluorescent lighting, there is this nice, someone thought, whenever they were building the place, someone thought, you know what, I bet when those ladies... you know, start the exam, and they're looking up. There's nowhere else to look.
Why am I looking up? I just looked up here.
Because I did.
Because you're looking up.
So as you're laying there and the exam is happening, someone thought to put a picture of I don't even know how to explain it, butterflies in like a blue sky with butterflies, mm-hmm. I guess to make the experience more pleasant.
Yeah, it sounds pleasant.
So as you're looking up and things are going on, you're in a happy place, maybe looking at butterflies.
Oh, that's a great way.
And
to
so
think
then
of
my
it.
Mind started wondering, like, I wonder if everyone has butterflies in their room, or if there's like different scenery.
Oh,
because I've only been in the butterfly room.
Oh, you need to try the other rooms.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if maybe I can be if I can ask next year. Hey. I've been in the butterfly room a lot.
Right.
Could you put me in a different scene room to see if the experience is any different?
Could you put me in the Channing Tatum room?
You know what? I bet they've never even thought about that.
I'm telling you. Oh, copyright it. I'm going on Shark Tank. I'm putting that on Shark Tank.
How would you sell that, Brandon?
How would I do that? I don't really know. Mm-hmm. So.
But anyway, I was just curious if other ladies have ever wondered about the scenery.
Right.
You know.
Well, you're trying to get your mind off of what's going on, so you're trying to think of anything.
Right, and that's probably why they do it. You know, I'm sure there's some research backed with that, but it's
like
still,
as a teenage boy. You're going, you see a pretty girl. Baseball, grandma's dogs are getting hit by cars.
Right.
And you're trying, you know.
I get it. But anyway, I just wanted you and Leslie and everyone else to know everything went great.
All right. Thank you.
I just like to share.
Were the results positive?
You don't get them right then. What? Positive? No.
Good.
What?
They're not positive?
Yes. Everything's great, Brandon, okay?
What?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kelly says that she and her husband just got new carpet in their bedroom.
Yes, we have had really horrible old carpet in there for a long time, but carpet's expensive.
Carpet's expensive. And here's what I know about carpet, because my wife just had this discussion just the other day. Maybe we should put some new carpet in a different color in here. And I'm like, it's a wonderful idea. But the problem is, unless we're going to boot three dogs out of the house, that's my concern.
And that's why we waited for so long. So I'm like, he's going to mess up the carpet anyways. Our dog is. Mm-hmm. But it just got to the point where we were like, we felt bad going into our room. So we finally just, you know, got some carpet.
Right.
New carpet.
What color is your carpet?
It's like a grayish color, I think.
Are you worried about the dogs getting on it?
You mean my dog?
Dang it!
You bring up my passed away dog every single day.
I don't mean to, though. I'm just so used to you having two. It's like, in my mind, we have three, so everybody has multiples.
Yeah, we just have little bones.
So, little bones. Is little bones allowed on the carpet?
Well, he is because he sleeps in there with us. But
what if he hops down?
I told Joey, I'm like, you have to keep our door shut at all times.
I think like that, too.
So, anyway, it's like... It's not the greatest carpet, and it's not like the most expensive, lavish carpet in the world, but to us, it's like we took off our shoes last night and got on our new carpet, and we were so excited. It was the dumbest thing ever, but it's like, you know, I guess when you're an adult, you get stuff like carpet, and you're excited, right?
Yeah.
And we were just like, wow, this is so great.
I remember sometime in the 90s, it was before I was able to drive, my mom did some renovations to the house. Like, she took down some, I don't know if you call them pillars back then, but... You know, kind of like a little pillar thing in the wall. She added skylights. She wanted a skylight in two of the different rooms because that was a big deal back then.
Those were big deals, yeah.
But then, like, when it would rain, they were loud as they could be because skylights were really loud. And my mother, for whatever reason, when we bought the house in the late 70s, when my mom and dad bought the house, it had brown shag carpet, which was like a big deal. So she wanted to go to a plush, soft carpet. And she went... Almost, maybe not bright white, but like off-white, with three children and dogs.
Wait, how old were y'all?
Like, legit, I was probably like 10.
Yep, I wouldn't have done that.
It seems like the craziest idea, but I remember she was a stickler for how we treated the carpet. And if we brought friends over, she was that mother who would make people take their shoes off at the front door.
Yeah, that's smart.
Because you're not allowed to walk in with your shoes on. But then you had this, like, you know how, like, if you're thinking, I don't want to drop my phone in the toilet, for whatever reason, you drop your phone in the toilet. And, oh, I don't want to drop these nachos like I did at the gas station the other day and I dropped the nachos.
It just happens.
It's like if you walk anywhere near that carpet and you think, I don't want to spill this ketchup, it's going to spill.
It happens.
And that's what we lived like that at first with that carpet, and then the dogs destroyed it and got it back.
So I'm excited.
So it's great to know you have fresh new gray carpet.
Yeah,
awesome.
So all weekend I'm just going to walk around in my room.
Are people invited over to check out your carpet?
Sure.
All right, everybody's
Come
welcome.
On.
What's your address again? I was going to see if I could trip you up.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I told you that I've kind of kicked off a keto diet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying it. I feel pretty good.
It's kind of like, what day?
Are we 3 days in maybe?
Okay.
So feeling pretty good about it. But anyway, there's sometimes you see food and it just makes you want that food, you know?
Yeah.
It's like great advertising. And I saw this morning that the Oreos Most Stuff are about to come out and it's like double the cream filling.
Really?
It's double the cream filling of the double. So think about, like, you have double stuff, which are amazing, but think about double the cream filling of that.
So it's taking two double stuff Oreos, taking the top off, and merging them together.
Yes.
Wow.
Talk about looking delicious, and when you're on the ketogenic diet or you're trying it.
It's not friendly.
No, because basically sugar in your insulin gets it all messed up. So here today, I will tell you, I need you to try these.
Okay.
And I will live vicariously through you.
Okay, I'll do it.
And your experiences, and then maybe I'll smell your breath or something.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, the big news in country is that Maren Morris has announced a big tour. On tour, she's taking with her Ray Lynn and Cassidy Pope, so it's an all-female tour. It's called Girl, the World Tour. And she's going to be hitting towns like Dallas, Nashville, St. Louis, Kansas City, Chicago, all around the country. Nothing immediately in the immediate area for K-Fine Country. But again, if we wanted to go to Nashville, Dallas, St. Louis, it's all a driving distance away. Maren Morris, again, and the Girl World Tour. Speaking of girls, she released that song as well. A lot of girls are freaking out, saying this is all about female empowerment. It's Maren Morris and Girl, and here's what it sounds like.
What you feel is natural, but I don't want to feel this anymore. Pick yourself up off the kitchen floor. What you waiting for, girl? Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Check out the entire song this morning on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
The first 2019 Grammy Award performers have been revealed, and so far it includes Dan and Shay, and they were nominated for Best Country Duo Group for their performance Tequila.
When I taste tequila, baby, I still see ya. Cutting up the floor to sorority t-shirt, the same one you wore when
so Dan and Shay at the Grammys.
Also, Kacey Musgrave is going to be performing, and she was nominated for 4 Grammys, including Album of the Year, Best Country Solo Performance, Best Country Song, and Best Country Album.
Go, Kacey. Everybody else, and I think we've seen enough to know that you ain't never gonna come down. So why don't you giddy up, giddy up? Kacey Musgraves, Dan and Shay at the Grammys. Hey, also up today on the BBITM blog, the new Brantley Gilbert and Lindsay L video for the song What Happens in a Small Town.
Love that song.
Go check it out. It's on the BBITM blog this morning at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, don't forget tomorrow night, Walnut Ridge, Arkansas. It's a fundraising wrestling event for Tim Skimmelhorn. His house burned down right before the holidays, like burned everything. And the pictures are just sad. You know, you see people who go through that and you're like, how can we help? And one of the ways you can help is by coming out and being a part of this wrestling show tomorrow. It's going to be fun for the family, and all the money, all the proceeds are going directly to Tim Skimmelhorn. Myself, I'm going to be there. Briar and Brad Mercury are going to be there. Lethal Injection, Craig Stone, Max Stone is going to be there. Beer 30. So it should be a lot of fun. Matthew McNamara as well. So that's all coming up in Walnut Ridge tomorrow. Kelly Perry, what's on TV this weekend?
The main stuff is going to be on Sunday. The NFC Championship game, the New Orleans Saints host the Los Angeles Rams. And after that, the AFC Championship game, the Kansas City Chiefs host the New England Patriots. Yeah. Also on Sunday, Supergirl returns along with Charmed.
All right, hope you guys have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you back here Monday morning on K-Fine.